Rudderless, a monologue written by Scott Davenport, read by Philip Rainford, and produced by Rebcat Creations.
I set sail alone, without a map, hopelessly seeking a bounty that lies buried on a fantasy treasure island, a hoard that promises me happiness. Fighting against an interminable sea of people, crashing into each other like waves, knocking me off course. The wheel on the deck of my life spins endlessly as I move amongst the hordes of purposeful waves. Bashed and battered as I cut through the jetsam and flotsam of humanity, adrift, rudderless. Like any good sailor that battles these torrid seas, I need my daily ration of rum. With discretion, I drop anchor so I can pour the nectar down my throat. I don't care anymore that my ship is damaged. Having patched a sticking plaster across my hull, I thrust out once again into the deep blue sea of life. The sea of people appear calmer now. Then a freak wave crashes into my starboard side. "Watch where the fuck you're going," the freak wave shouts. "Sod off," I exclaimed from my wheelhouse as I prepared to capsize. Swirling, listing, my keel begins to turn upside down in a miraculous manner. But at the last moment, I managed to right myself. Ooh, that was close. I make it to my destination, though at the heart of this place is a vortex that wants to pull me down into the icy depths. Maybe I can find my rudder now. The prospect of a new job, a distant relative that has left me some cash, a lottery win, divine intervention, anything will do. But I don't even care what my rudder is made of, as long as it gets me to that treasure island. "Robert, can I have a word?" Vortex calls to me. I get sucked further and further into the middle of the vortex, and none of the words that are said mean anything. The salt water consumes me, drowns every last fibre of my existence. My ship breaks apart bit by bit as I am crushed under the weight of... "Robert, I'm going to have to let you go." I lie there at the bottom of the seabed, my ship lying broken around me. Finally, my eyes open, I grab hold of the first thing that is near me and swim frantically to the surface. As I walk out onto the street, I realize that the thing keeping me afloat is my rudder, steering me towards the light of help. As I inhale, the world seems to smell differently. I steer myself off to a safe port to rebuild my ship once again. My treasure island, well, it will just have to wait.
You have been listening to Rudderless, a monologue written by Scott Davenport, read by Philip Rainford, and produced by Rebcat Creations. We hope you enjoyed it. Please like and subscribe and leave a comment. Details are in the show notes below.